Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm continuing my conversation with Pam Brown, the Director of HR's Organizational Effectiveness Team here at Vanderbilt University. And our topic today is how the dynamics of a small group change when new people come on board. What are some of the processes that might take place as a person begins to take over leadership of a small group, in terms of storming, norming, those things, as you recall?
Well, again, any time a new member joins a group, there's always a learning curve.
Does that work when they leave as well?
It does, because people are used to interacting with each other in a particular way, and any change is going to create some kind of disturbance in how people work together. Now, a new leader coming in with an intact team is faced with some specific challenges because they're inheriting a group of people who, if they had hired, they might not have hired that particular group of people. And so that's always a challenge. And anything they can do to facilitate the group working together effectively, being comfortable with each other, is going to be important. One of the things that if first and foremost has to be established is a sense of trust. So the people in the group need to feel that they can trust this new leader as they can trust each other. And that's just going to take some time. The leader's going to have to feel fairly open and vulnerable with the group, need to have clear communication about what their expectations are, and certainly be extremely willing to listen to what the team has to say. So those early days are really important in establishing the trust with the leader and the rest of the team. And a lot of that is done through just really good communication and a bit of vulnerability on the leader's part, an indication that they may not have all the answers and they need to hear from the team. And ultimately that they'll make the decisions, but they're willing to listen to the rest of the group.
It sounds like they really have to get out and visit with the people and just kind of be available, make sure that they're seen and are able to hear.
Yes. You know, sometimes leaders come in and they're under the impression they've got to quickly make change. And that's not always the best thing. So they've got to establish those relationships with people first.
Will there be a period of time where there's just some emotional, psychological pushing and shoving that goes on as people move back and forth and try to test or experience what this new leader is about?
I think so. I think that's pretty common because people are, you know, they're anxious. This is the person who's going to be evaluating them, making decisions about where the team goes. So they want to make sure that they understand this person. Sometimes they want to be sort of making a case for themselves and their own views at that time. So the leader's going to feel, I think, a bit buffeted by people coming to them. Now, if it's been a pretty cohesive team and they're on the same wavelength, then they may not feel that as much. But if there's been disagreements among team members, then they can expect that they're going to get hit from a number of different sides with the concerns of the group and people trying to step up and state their own case.
And then eventually this all works itself out?
Well, We hope.
It's supposed to, right?
It's supposed to. You know, I think, again, the leader plays a role in really expecting the group to communicate with each other, to be forthright with each other. One of the difficult things for teams is dealing with conflict.
Yes, that is always an issue.
It is. And one of the things that happens, if it's not addressed, and it's not addressed at the table with the people involved, then you have dysfunctional teams because they're sort of ganging up on each other. And once it gets to that point, it's pretty hard to get back from that. So we really encourage leaders to get comfortable with a certain amount of conflict and disagreement, to help people understand preferred communication styles, to help people feel in the team how each one feels about conflict, to help people understand what it feels like to be engaged in a disagreement and have respectful disagreements with each other, so that those issues come out with the team, they get discussed, and then they get concluded. There's not a lot of lingering afterwards. We really encourage groups to establish ground rules for how the team operates together so that everyone can expect that there's going to be a certain way that they're going to be interacting with their peers.
When a person moves into a leadership role, let's say they've been promoted from inside and they've already been part of this team and now they're the leader, How do they have to change their perspective in order to facilitate that change?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty difficult. Okay. Because often they've been a friend. They're a colleague, and suddenly now they're moving to a supervisor. And some of the things they used to be able to do as a member of the team, they can't do anymore. And that can be a tough adjustment. So if they have close friends and occasionally indulged in a little bit of gossip within the team, suddenly now they're responsible for all members of the team and they don't have that same freedom. They can't join with someone who reports to them and talk about other members of the team. They have a different role now. And sometimes members of the team can wonder, well, we used to so comfortably chat about these kinds of things, and now you won't talk with me. And so it can create some problems. Now, they're not insurmountable. It's possible for a leader to still maintain friendships with the people who they considered friends before and yet be a leader of the group. But again, it really requires some open communication. The ability to say, you know, before, when I was a member of the team, we could talk about these kinds of things freely. And now in my role, I can't. I can't share or disclose some of that information that I now have as a leader with you about other members of the team.
So they've put some boundaries into place, yes. Not only personal boundaries, but also professional boundaries as
yes.
well. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.